the mitzvah of Emuna b'Hashem from the first of the Aseret HaDibros of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. The Ramban also speaks about that Avada, there's a mitzvah here of Emuna b'Hashem. But the Ramban makes a diyuk from the end of the Pasuk, from the words Mibeis Avadim. The Ramban says as follows. Bebeis avodim, shayu oimdim b'mitzrayim, bebeis avodim, shvuyim l'parek. Klal Yisrael, they were avodim under parek. Va'omar lohem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said as follows. Zeh shem chayovim, shi Hashem hagodol, v'hanechbad v'anoir hazeh, lohem leilikim. This step, the name of Hashem, is going to be this shem hagodol for Klal Yisrael. What is it for? Sheyavdu, that they should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should be avdi Hashem. Why? Ki hu poda oiso me'avdis mitzrayim. Ketam avodayhem asher oitzesi oisa merit tzara. Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to Klal Yisrael as avodayhem. We are avdi Hashem from the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu, He was paid to us from the avdus laparay. So because of that, we are now mechuyev to Kadosh Baruch Hu to be His avodim. Rabban says ukvar remasti oy lamaylo tam shnei Hashem as agdishim al derech emes. Vezu hamitzvah tikra bedivir abeisenu kabolas malchu shemayim. Zok Rabban. That there's another ikar, another yisoid over here in this first dibra, the Sarasa dibras, of to be avodim hakadosh baruch hu, which is he calls kabbalas o malchus shemayim. The Eben Ezra also is a long piece here, but he also mentions this nekuda. He says, "Omar lekecha ki ata chayev bavur shaitzeisicha mibeis avodim uloisli laeved shethavduni." The Eben Ezra also brings out that. Why? Anochi Hashem. What's Asher Tzeicha? What's to say? Anochi Hashem. I was bayir my separations. There's an action akuda here that we're supposed to. We have to remember that from Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Kadosh Baruch was played us based upon them. That is mechayiv us to be avdei Hashem. Now we also know that when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's the schus that Klal Yisrael is going to have to taka leave Mitzrayim. So we know the famous pasuk that Baruch Hu tells, famous Rashi tells Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm being made to them. They should be tavin lekim b'har hazeh, which Rashi brings down that since they're going to be makabel the Torah, so that's the schus they're going to have. So Reb Chaim Friedlander, he's medai, says the pasuk is tavdunes lekim b'har hazeh. It says like avoda, that's kabbalah. I mean, the Rashbam does say referring to kabbonis, but Rashi brings down the Chazal that's referring to kabbalah satayra. So he says because hagufa kabbalah satayra means. That we know Klal Yisrael, the ones that Nasa v'Nishma, what separated Klal Yisrael from the Umay Salem? That when someone asks you, or is mitzava you something, let's say it's not so gishma, you're not getting any money out of it. He asks the guy, why this way? Started some questions. Of Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, the Kabbalah Satayra Taka was a sign that we're Avdei Hashem, and Eved doesn't ask his rabbi, Vosepes, why? Whatever the rabbi is mitzava, that's they do. So the Tavdin Elikim Barazeh, the Kabbalah Satayra, was Taka Ethan of showing that we are Avdei Hashem. Now the Reb Chaim Friedlander brings down a Moed de Kateris Kainim that says on the pasuk of by the pasuk of Ribis, it says as Kas Pachali Sitein Loi B'Neshach Ani Hashem Lekeichem Asher Etzisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kateris Kainim says like this from the first half of the pasuk from the parsha of Ribis, it says. Whoever is Mekabel Ol Ribis, he's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. If you're Poyrik Ol Ribis, then you're being Poyrik Ol Malchus Shemayim. And then it says, Asher Tzeicha, continues with Peres Kainim, that if someone who's Kaifer in the parish of whatever, the mitzvah of Ribis, he's been Kaifer in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Shaila is, Shtolzach the Maral, what's so important about this mitzvah of Ribis, of this Dizach, what's the oil of Ribis, and if you're Makabal, yeah, you're Makabal Shemayim. If not, then not. And how you've been Kaifer in Yetzias Mitzrayim? So Zok Maral, Be'etzem, the Inyan of Ribis, Taka, Alpi Seichel. Put it into perspective. You have over here someone that needs money. You have a loiva. The only way you get money is if he pays for it. So same way you buy anything, you have to pay for it. So what's the deal? Ribis, every guy understands you have to pay to get the halva. Nishnar Dem, the guy can make money. He can make a lot of profits from the halva. Not just like you're trying to steal from the guy. And Va'oi, let's say the Malve, let's say he had the money by him. He would invest in himself. So what's the deal? So instead of investing, he's doing it in a way that he can help Yenim. So Zokter, from the fact that he was asked it, that this mitzvah, which actually makes a lot of sense, that the whole half the economy is based on mortgage and halvois. But the Torah came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, no, you're now allowed to charge ribbis to another yid. So in them, we have to go, it's the ma'ilam and ha'seichel, what, al pi seichel makes sense to have ribbis. So this the Torah says, no, go l'maylam and ha'seichel, and make sure you're not allowed to charge ribbis, you shouldn't charge neshech to a loive. That shows that you're being makabel the old Torah. So if someone's makabel the oil, you talk this, it doesn't make sense. He's makabel and shel su to this mitzvah, or these halachas of ribbis, he's talk being makabel omach shemayim, because kabbalah omach shemayim means you're going beyond the teva, beyond the seichel. That's where it shows the avdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Chaim explains, the end of the Chazal, it says that, and if you talk and not maskim, you're being kofer to the Yitzchayim. That should be kofer in the history of Yitzchayim. I'm not maskim to the Yitzchayim. Oh, but since the Yitzchayim of Yitzchayim, the Rabban is telling us, is to be an Eved Hashem, if a person's talk is going to be kofer in ribbis, so you're being kofer in the fact we're Avdi Hashem, because an Eved is someone that's makabel, the mitzvah rabbi, without any shilas, even if it's the Maila Meisichle. That's where the Avdus is chal, when it's the Maila. If it's Techer Seichel, okay, we don't see the Avdus. The whole Avdus is chal when it's good for the Maila and the Seichel. So there's a Meir Dekar B'Shol Salanter in the Igeres Yedzayim that he says, U'bezois halay noida ki odom lo'omol yulod. A person was born to be omol. How? Lilchaim milchemes mitzvah. To go and fight milchemes mitzvah. V'achoy v'olov l'siyageh b'voidus Hashem. And this amelus, this yigiz, and avodas Hashem, loyrak lishmar mashe tivay manichay me'atzmai. Not just to do what his teva allows him to do. Umashu k'tzas tvedas lazniach, or things that are hard for him, hard for him to leave. Whatever it's within the teva, whether it's a kumba asay or a sur meira that works out with this guy, ki bazeh oifen eina odam oivet Hashem. Whatever works, which stems with his teva, that's not oivet, that's not avodas Hashem. Rak hateva oisa shalom. Dear, he's going, I'll be teva. Someone who lives without this extra yegiya of going against his teva, nishnor, you're not being Hashem, but you're even begetting a pirik ol. Kashal yitain shum yegiya l'avodas Hashem, he's baruch shemayim, but he's not going to put any effort, the gabi is avodas Hashem. Rak lishma she'in l'avoil, whatever it's easy for him, whatever there's no oil that he does. V'zoi so yisoy me'avodas ha'odin l'beri is baruch shemayim, lishmor v'laseis gama she'in li b'chofetz. Because a person is not going to work on going against what his lev, what his taivas, whatever his negis want. He's susceptible to fall to any averis. Even if he's not used to that averis, still could fall. Because a person's nature, what he's going to do, can change according to the matzif. Whenever these things are in a kav against him, he's going to fall. He says, "Kedoyim ha'ish ha'masvid b'limuda." You see, someone is mamish as it's in a land the ganze tog, but he doesn't mitzarah geila b'tivay. V'yesh lekoyach nistar ha'mashleik kasev. Really, the inside of him, he has a meridika taiva to get a lot of money. V'ha'koyach nikar. He's in yeshiva. He doesn't know that he has this meridika taiva. Yan ke'en l'derech l'zeh. But once in yeshiva, there's no way I'm going to be there. There's no way where that taiva's hamamin is going to play out. So about he's sitting and learning. Right now he's not in business. So therefore, this taiva just had no application in his life for the shel zechayis. As long as there wasn't a practical example for this taiva to chap onto, it never came out. So therefore, in the storm, this taiva zakesef is nitman and hidden to the person, and he has no idea. It's not even know about it. But once he has an opportunity, whatever the reason is, of kesef that we find that a person could go through, could sit and learn, could dive and do all the mitzvahs. But as long as he never had that nesoyin, whether it was a negia towards making money or whatever the Yitzhar might be, as long as it wasn't a practical way, so you never had that assignment. So therefore, we don't see that's filmed yigansa avdus of a person just going al pitivai. The whole way, the whole oifen where the Eved Hashem shtel zechayis is when he's going menagid against mashli b'chafetz, and when that assignment comes out. I saw a meridika. I heard from Rabbi Elephant. A meridika. I mean, it's in Mevolva Sefer. But Rabbeinu Yoina in Shar Gimel says that all the mailos that the Torah has was given in Ba'ifin Aseh. says Talmud Torah, Mitzvah Tochen, is a whole list of mitzvah. And the first one over there, he says, is this Maila of Bechira, like it says of Bechar Tebachayim. So Rav Shlaz Chais, of Bechira is Moirdik Maila that goes together with Yira and Bitochen and Talmud Torah. I don't know, every guy is Bechira. I don't know, it'd be like chocolate vanilla. Do you want to get, what's his Maila Yain Rabbein is talking about? So Hashem Vol Mama says this Nakuda. He says that a person could go through his Gantz 11. Mamish looks like he went to Yeshiva, went to Koil. Mamish did everything right. He's fine at Kinder. But he never once exercised the Maila Bechira. Because what's Bechira? Bechira not just do you like this or that. Bechira is when there's Taka Nisoy in there and you're able to be misnagate against that Nagiya, that type. Because a person, everyone has a Nagiya of Kovid. Maybe his Kovid drove him, this didn't learn because he's a Kovid. He never exercised that in of being an Eved Hashem. He never exercised that Nakuda of going, being misnagate against what's there. So the Maila Bechira is when a person has that koyach, he has that koyach to be misnagate against that taiva, that covet. So that the ingin of Eved Hashem is be able to be boicher and go lemaila meitivoy, lemaila, whatever his teva would lead him, and talk to be able to Baruch Hu mitoich that maila. They say over there that Rabbi Rucham once woke up in the middle of the night, I think Rucham Lubavitz, and he woke up, he filled himself up a cup of water, and left him back to sleep. And he explained, he goes, I woke up in the middle of the night, I was thirsty. He says, let me go. I said, no. You know, it's a taiva. He said, no, who said taiva? Maybe tell me atlas. What's making my decision? He said, you know what? I'm going to get up, I'm going to be misgabra, I'm going to pour the cup, and I won't drink it. I'll go back. In other words, he sees someone that was mamish in touch with every single decision he made to make sure he's being shavered those negias. I heard once, they say a zog and base a Talmud, that there was a bala boss who davened every single day on time for shachris. What did Bacham said? L'maisa, it's a shtickle b'zoyim. And we're the Bacham Yeshiva, we're going to come on time. This bala boss, mamish, tog, teglach, the guy's there on the button. So someone said, who said that he's coming to daven? Maybe he's coming just to make sure he's on time. It was, what's the nekuda? The guy's coming just to be on time, he's coming to daven. You have to have, what's every person, the guy came on time. You have to know what taka is that nekuda that he's doing it for. Nachi Eichen told me a murder gezog from his Rebbe Chaim Epstein that there was a bacher who wanted to go to Chast in Toronto, and the long drive he would miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. So he asked Rebbe Chaim Epstein, Reshiva, should he go to the Chasna, yeah or not? So he goes, what's the shahat? He says, I never ever missed minyan since my bar mitzvah. So Rebbe Chaim was exact lashon, but lashon basically was, it was avodas Hashem is not baseball stats. It's not about your record, your streak, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him with that matzah that he's supposed to do. So again, you have a person, the guy never missed davening. Who said it was because he had a chashivus for davening? Maybe it was because he wanted to have that streak. So we see that a person's mamish has to be make sure that all his decisions, all his gantz 11 is bo'ifin avdas Hashem. If you want to say one more, could be there's a drop underneath this, but there's a, I also this from the elephant, there's a meridik chazanish in Emunah B'Tochen and Perek Dalet. And he basically says that we know the chazal told us about all the different midas rois and midas tevis that we have. And he says, there's one midah teva that all midas tevis narrow down to. If you have this, you'll get all midas tevis. And there's one midah ra, that if you have this midah ra, then all midas hashchoses kvaksa used to be the biggest balkas, biggest baltaiva, mamish. What's his midah? It's a murder of the chazanish. He says, the midah teva is, hamidah ra hi, ha-haznocha esachayim hativim, to let the natural life go, al-mahalchi hativi. Just letting life go, going cruise control. Let things go. From that, mekan vaksin al-amidas rois. Va-amidah toiva, hi-askom ha-mukhletes, levake, loshon of like b'char, to put first, es ha-regesh ha-musari, al-regesh ha-tavoni, u-minikudazu, hu-loichem neged kol midas rois yachad. He says that a person could reach murder gadlus. Zotach ha-zinish, the side of what is making this person, what's driving his life? If he's going on cruise control, so yeah, we know a person was born naturally with all midas rois. You don't have to work on your midas rois. Just letting life go, all the midas rois will just vaksais. Now you become the biggest balkas, you don't have to work on it. Masha'en kein, so the nekuda is, but if a person made that hachlota, he's going to live with a consciousness and realize, well, I'm an Eved Hashem, I'm here for a reason, and just work. He says, from that, you'll be able to shtag, and you'll be able to reach ala mailas alazach. So we see that the yisoid of Asher Tzicha Me'ez Meis Avodim, the yisoid of Yitzis Mitzrayim, was good for this nekuda that we're supposed to understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Avdi, from Avdi Pari to Avdi Hashem. So Bezrem, we should be zoicha that we should try to be mekabel, we're trying the best we can.
Schmeiß.